Blog Talk Radio.
Other than to the people who love you. So just stay up, stay positive, and this too shall pass. You know, I don't have much time this evening, so I'm going to jump right to the point. And first of all, I want to thank you for being out there and listening. And I always say it's just one person, two people. It doesn't really matter. If somebody, if I can say something or sing something that can just cause one person to think, then I think that I've represented very well the ancestors. I want to thank Brother Seb, who is a producer and also the artist who helped on the opening tune that you hear, and it's called Just Be. So it's something that I arranged and helped to do it. And actually, the words are very powerful. So if you wonder why I opened up with that song, it's very powerful. And they say a righteous person, or a person that at least aspires to be, starts in his own home. And that song is very personal for more reasons than one. So I want to thank Seb. Wherever he is on the planet, and hopefully one day we'll be able to iron out our differences and be able to work again in the name of love. With that being said, let's jump right into it. You know, the title again of this program was, you know, we can do it if because there is a consensus out there that, you know, voting, y'all should know by now that if it was just about voting, I think that we would be a lot further now. So we know that there's something wrong in that whole concept. If you want to call in and get in on the conversation, or please feel free to call me. The number is 310-982-4136. Again, the number is 310-982-4136. And you can listen or feel free to make a comment and help me out in the conversation. There's a consensus out that, you know, and it's also one that I share, that voting is not enough. We've seen all the tricknology and all the deceit and trickery that takes place. However, voting is very important to some degree. People say all politics are local. I didn't get involved with the campaign that I know, because when the people speak is when things happen. But there's also an enemy out there that tries to squash and trample the children and the people underfoot. It's that same force that ruled the planet since history of the mankind. There's the force that wants to keep one person down. So if you can't get the people to collectively be on the same page, then there's always going to be an entity that is stronger that can shut it down. So I've watched it happen. I've watched a person get reelected, watch them try to recall, and watch the person be reelected again, only to be brought up on bribery charges and what other kind of slanderous things that they've done to all leadership when the people are scattered. Because what happens when somebody is accused of something, most of the time, again, we scatter. Now, I always know and always try to say at the beginning of the program that my conversation is specifically for my clan, which is African, the enslaved African here in America. Although, collectively, we all that are poor have to begin to realize a universal message and begin to support it and begin to unify on the things that are pertinent to our survival as poor people. But specifically black people, enslaved Africans is who my energy and who my dedication and who my pouring out of my soul has to go to, because again, that is the clan that I belong to. And sometimes the stuff just burns me so much inside that it has to come out. You know, this maze that we're in, the maze of destruction that has been going on for 12 generations, has to, at some point, wake up in the receivers of this madness, have to wake up till we begin to understand that, you know what, after 12 generations of still begging for rights, privileges, equality that God endowed us with, we are begging another person for our freedom makes us already seem crazy. Because once God endows you with something, you are it. You don't have to beg anybody for freedom. So we have to get that concept. And if that's a little far-fetched, then there are some things that we can do, I think, collectively, that can help us. And I've started in my neighborhood, and I'm hoping that anybody and everybody under the sound of my voice will know that this is serious, because we're in a crisis. Why do you think Minister Farrakhan and the brothers and people are hitting the streets? Not only are we the killer of ourselves, society has no more use for us, and they are killing us too. So we got the police departments killing us, and we have our own people and who are so filled with hatred of themselves that they have no alternative but to attack something that looks just like them. And it's all science. And believe me, the orchestrators of this know it, they perpetuate it, and they're comfortable with it because they don't have to do so much work. We'll do it for them. So with the help of the late Dr. Greg Brown, I thought that I would just revisit some of these grassroots efforts that we have to start thinking about if we are to survive the 21st century. It really is not an option. That's what I'm trying to say. For us, it's not an option, or we'll be dead with 20 years. We'll be extinct like the Aztecs people. We'll be gone. We'll be gone. And I think that that is something that we don't even want to deal with because it's too final. But death is. Death is. We are allowing generations of our babies to be killed, not only with the 70% of single mother rate, babies born to single mothers and teenage moms, but there are all other types of external forces that are out to get us. So we have no alternative if we want to survive is to take serious some of these grassroots efforts that I think are very important if we, again, are to survive. Number one, I think we need to develop ourselves a little bit more spiritually. There's a scripture, I believe it says something to the effect that if my people who are called by my name, And I think most Christians know what that scripture really represents. But I want to see it in a universal term. It says, my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, turn from their wicked ways, then will I heal their land. So God puts a condition on it. I will heal you if you do these things. You have to humble yourself. You have to pray. Okay? Turn from our wicked ways, which means we've got to stop killing each other, and we have to start honoring our ancestors and our families and our children. Those are wicked things not to do. Although we have been taught that, and very, very effectively by the master, we have to get up out of that stinking thinking, or we're going to have to be wiped out, because nature has a way of getting rid of weak vessels and weak energy. Nature has a way of doing it. So it's going to happen. And if black people continue to be the whipping boy, the laughing stock, the unintelligible, uneconomic, developing species on the planet that is built for nothing but to consume all products from every foreigner and here and abroad, let's get to the plan. If we develop ourselves spiritually and we begin to call on our ancestors for guidance, then we will hear from heaven, because not only do they know our struggles from the past, we inherited their pain bodies. It's in our DNA, and it contains all the secrets of our survival. So if we would develop a relationship that is a little bit stronger, and we take it serious, all the loved ones that passed on, that were strong, that were revolutionaries, why do you think that Europeans always try to look for a messiah? and try to shut it down that comes from the black community. Because it's just like in the days of Herod. We are the moral compass of the world. We built the pyramid. It's not important. What is important is the structure and the strength of who you are. So you have to revert back to that. If you can't, then that means you probably got too much of the Europeans' milk in you, and you probably have to be wiped out. Nature's going to have to find a way to dissolve you, especially if you participate in activities that is going to require you to be willing to give your life and have your life, and it's foolish. So it's going to be inevitable. We have to get back to calling on them, okay? Because we're going to have to man up and woman up in order to get through the crisis, okay? This is not a quick fix. This is a way of life. This is the way we have to think. We cannot continue to think that white people are going to change. They have not ever liked us. They never have. We were only brought over here for one purpose, and that was to work. And that was to tend their garden because we were agriculturists, okay? We were planters. We were farmers, okay? And that's what they needed. And that's why they brought us over here. Well, they don't need us for that anymore. And there's no more cotton to pick, nigga. So we're going to have to figure this out. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to start getting back to planting community gardens for ourselves. Take it back block by block. Okay, I don't care if your family don't live on a block. In fact, it's not important that it's not your cousin or your kids and you only gonna make a garden for your family. No. If you want to put an extra lot for your family members, whoever they may be, that's fine. But your immediate responsibility should be the corner, square block that you are on. Because we have to start building relationships, okay? Most of us don't know our neighbors. We don't care to know them because half of them is damn crazy, and I understand that. Especially, you know, I got neighbors right now. I got a guy that doesn't live in the neighborhood. He comes to visit the people down the street. He at 3 o'clock in the morning is no different than 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He'll blast the music. I've asked him to stop. I've asked the people that he comes to visit. And they don't seem to be able to control their company, although they seem to be very nice. But even if he got them spooked, or the women in this house are so low self-esteem and they want a man visitor so bad that they would allow him to risk them even getting kicked out. Because I have a very good relationship with the property owner, and I've told him on maybe one or two occasions, and he's actually going down there and told him, hey, this is going to stop. He even called me. So he's a very proactive person. And it's not them. But they got another Negro coming over from wherever and jeopardizing their existence in this property because we have no respect for each other. He considers it a sign of weakness if he can't control the neighborhood by turning up his music like that. See, that's self-hatred. Anytime nobody can't ask you to pick up anything, or you sitting in front of your house and trash is every place, you can't care about anything. You just hear. There's a difference between living and existing. And most of us are just existing. We have to, first of all, want to live, black people. We're not supposed to be down like this. Okay? This is a program on us. So I'm just throwing out some suggestions. We can help ourselves. 310-982-4136. Join me. 310-982-4136. I'd love to have you. We got to start bartering, trading, child sitting, tutoring, fostering. All this stuff in our own neighborhood. If we're not in a position to be a foster parent, I understand. If you don't have the right intentions, I understand. But we have to stop letting these white folks adopt all these black children and take them out and harass them and rape them and do all other manners of ill. And we got to stop doing it too. But what I'm trying to say is this is how we have to fix charity begins at home. So we got to start amongst our clan. Very necessary and very, very important. That is a very, very important phenomenon. That is someplace that we must start. Bartering, trading with one another. Tutoring in our own neighborhood to develop and nurture the spirit of community. We have to develop that. You know what? It's going to be difficult. I heard Brother Ray Hagin say something once. He said, you know, you have to start with the kids. Just like you see them out there buying a little water and you try to support them in those manners. Sometimes you might just have to buy a couple dozens of hot dogs, put them on the grill, and tell the kids, you know, listen here, we're going to have a cleanup. Y'all clean up around y'all house, and I'm going to clean up around my house. When we get done, we're going to eat hot dogs. You know, and yes, if you're in a position to be able to do that, that is something that you need to consider doing. I know everybody can't do that, but if you're taking a portion of, because you know what? Put it like this. In most of these states, they're having people drop now for food stamps. They're going to make you drop your urine. They're going to make you, if they find drugs or alcohol in your system, you're going to be off the stamps anyway. So we're going to have to figure out a way to getting back to growing some stuff. Don't you know that I know people that live in a project who got little plots on the side of their home because they realize how important that is. Now, when they start cutting you off of food stamps and you don't have any, then you're going to be forced to rob, and then you're going to be forced, because you're going to feed yourself. You got to eat. And they know this. But they got something waiting for you. That's a bed. Okay? So, if we can be proactive and stop reacting, then we can get a jump on the madness, because you see it's here. Look, if you're retired, you don't have any children. Okay, you know the woman next door needs some help because they got her working 4 or 5 jobs. And you an older person from the old school. Okay? Sometimes it's going to take, maybe you can't do it for 2 times or 1 time a week. That's okay. If everybody would help in that capacity to do some child sitting, maybe that person can turn around in the barter, in the spirit of bartering, you got to do this for me. You got to come and I need this done. Because we don't have money to deal with. You know, if white America has a cold, we got pneumonia. So we lack it. Now we're gonna have to start educating our young people when we get them to our home to child sit. If we child sit them for 3 hours, let the 3 hours be constructive. If you're old enough to remember the civil rights era, don't let these children forget their history. Don't make it like it's not important, because if you don't tell them, how will they know? And if their mamas don't know, then how are they going to get the information and get the strength from the ancestors, the ones that went on before? We're the only group of people that have to be cut off from our ancestral background. Everybody else honors their background and their ancestors, except us. We're ashamed. And we feel that we have to mix with white people, and somehow we're doing a disservice to white people if we glorify and if we pull ourselves together collectively as like the Chinese people do or the Koreans when you go in there and buy some weave or some any of that. You see how you can't get in there? They got it all sold up? Okay. They look out for themselves first. Chinatown, not a problem. Okay? White folks, Jewish people. Okay? When Jewish kids go to school, you think they have those that co-ed type of shit? Do you think that they want their daughters in there taking gym when the kids' hormones are running crazy and little penises are hard in there with the girls while they on their little period? No. What was wrong with that? When I came up and went to school, we had separate. Matter of fact, the boys played on one side of the playground and the girls played on another. Who told you something was wrong with that? And now you got sex running rampant and 70% of babies born is 70% of single mamas, you think it's an accident? They start planting these seeds a long time ago. So we got to start planting some different seeds today to counteract this craziness, or we're dead. We already dead. We are walking dead. But now they can just throw the dirt on our asses because we don't seem to want anything, and we got to beg them for everything. And everybody, anybody get tired of somebody begging. So we got to develop and nurture the spirit of community within ourselves, within our community. We got to stop disrespecting each other. If somebody asks you to turn your damn radio down, your music down, what the hell is wrong with that? If you're disturbing the damn neighborhood, why do the neighborhood have to listen to all the music that you listen to? Maybe they like jazz. Maybe they don't want to have to listen to that boom, 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 and your damn glass window is rattling. Why should they be forced to do that? And it's bad enough on the street. They already have to comply with your madness. But you mean tell me you don't have no more respect and no love for yourself to do it to older people in any particular neighborhood that you live in? That's called self-hatred. When you won't pick up, when you bust bottles on the street and don't even care that little kids are walking down the street or little puppies and dogs and stuff, you don't give a damn about nothing because inside you're full of dead man's bones. So the only way we're going to fix that is to love each other. Don't look for nobody outside of you to love you. They can't. They are only built for one thing, and that is to destroy you. They are built collectively to destroy you. Okay? That's what the power of a European has for you. Nothing else. To use you, keep you separated, keep you ignorant, okay? And work your ass, and then till you die. That's always been the program for Africans in America. And ain't nothing changed. Ain't a damn thing changed. Just a new little more technical, a little bit more hidden, a little bit more subliminal. But trust me. Trust me when I tell y'all the result and the end product is still the same. We got to have neighbors, meeting neighbors. You know, we got to, you know, be able to participate, you know, and you know, let the neighbors are participating from the garden that they're growing. We got to be able to, those of us who have lots, we have to get serious about planting now. We have to be able to feed the people. I know it sounds a lot, but we got to develop our love. And if it's just that you can come up and go to Miss Jones' house or Miss So-and-so house and get some greens, and your kids are hungry, and you can come and pick something up out the garden, we have to be able to do that. We got to take it back block by block. And more importantly, when you develop these relationships with children to clean up around them, and those of us, like I said, who are doing a little better, who decide to buy the hot dogs and feed the neighborhood, because it really don't cost that much. If you want to know the truth, to get some hot dogs and hamburger buns just for your square block. And I guarantee you, if you start doing this, it'll become infectious. And each block will want to do that. And you ain't asked the white man for a damn thing. And you've given something. And the Bible says, when you've done for the least of them, you have done for me. So if you've bought some, and even if you had to pay them to come and sit and listen to you talk about George Washington Carver, or how important it is. That means you paying them, yes, if you giving them a hot dog and a bag of chips, yes, if that's what it means, that's how important it's got to be to you to get the information. And you can't always be looking for somebody to give you some money, okay? You have to be able, willing to give information freely because your people are going to perish for the lack of it. If they don't have the knowledge, they're going to perish, and guess what? You're going to perish right along with them. Barack Obama will get pulled over again by the police just like my brother would. Okay? So this is what we're dealing with. And what we have to understand is if we don't take care of ourselves first and begin to develop a community love for each other, even I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. But maybe you will crack the hard exterior and get to something beautiful. Like most of us are really down deep inside. Most black people are so beautiful in their spirit. and we get so angry. This is why we act out the way we do. We don't belong. We know we're confused. We know that what's happening is not right to us on a subconscious level. And we don't know how to express that, so we act out. We don't own anything. We want to claim corners. You know, we want to do things that are detrimental to us growing as a community. So we have to have this code of conduct that we must implement in order to continue to meet the neighbors and to get the respect of the neighbors. We have to have a code of conduct. We're going to have warriors who are willing to implement it, the repercussions of those who break the code, okay? The ones that's running around shooting brothers for no reason or shooting them because they got a beef with somebody because, you know, they stole more dope on the corner than they did or stole some character, some clients. We're going to have to allow you to be warriors in a different sense. And that's to protect us and protect the code of conduct. Anything that's detrimental to our survival, we can't afford it. I know that it's unrealistic to tell somebody to stop selling dope. Okay? The need, the supply and demand is too great. But what we can say is this. You're going to have to develop a code of conduct in it. You're going to have to develop a code of conduct. Okay? Would I prefer that you not do it and that you could find another origin of sales? I absolutely could and absolutely wish you could. And I believe with right knowledge, your peddling of poison to your people will change. Once you develop a love for yourself, you won't want to sell your people poison. But because you got good math skills and you're a very good entrepreneur, I'm going to ask you to follow the code of conduct. And if you can do that, then we possibly can survive and coexist in the neighborhood together. Okay? Now, that might be too far for some people to look, but we got to start somewhere. Lastly, well, I won't say lastly, but there's a few more, but lastly, that is very important, one of the most important things, can you fathom making a neighborhood or a ward investment? And what I mean by that is, for instance, you know how we say Best Buy. Of course, Best Buy is ran by Europeans, and it's a European conglomerate. And okay, we don't manufacture anything. So more than likely, a lot of people we do business with will be Europeans. So those of us who are creative, contractually enough, we need to learn about import and export, okay? And instead of having a Starbucks into our community, maybe we can begin to deal with the Colombians or the South Americans and the Africans, because that's where coffee is grown. And to have a relationship where we're buying product, okay, and begin to sell product to these folks. You like coffee, you want a Starbucks, you know, let's have a Buffalo Soldier coffee. Doesn't matter. But if you, every household, put $10 in that investment, then at the end of the year, when you reap in the dividends from that, you'll get a check and you'll feel a part of something bigger than you. You're not going to be inclined to break in something that you already own. Why would you break in your own damn store? It doesn't make sense. In fact, probably just the opposite would occur. You would help to develop and protect your investment. Even if you was a drunk, if your family afforded a whatever fee that it was to put into the pot, to break out of the Willie Lynch syndrome that we cannot trust each other and develop something for ourselves, we can only develop it for white people. As soon as we break that mindset, we'll be able to build something in our community that we own, okay, and that we're going to get a dividend from, because Bennett business worked for whites as well as blacks as well as brown, because that's the American way. We don't have a product that's legal, so it's presenting a problem, and they got to shut out on so many ends, okay? And we have to find out a way to do business, to open up our mindset to our cousins, our uncles, our great uncles, and our grandmamas that have the same resources that these Europeans take and use and sell it to us. We got to be able to go to our cousins and uncles again that's across the water and ask them to do business with us. See? And then we can begin to set up some manufacturing plants. And I know that you think, oh, it can't be done. And I'm telling you, it can. If the white man can do business with Africa, why can't you? Why can't I? Why can't we? It's in us. It's who we are. If we decide to take advantage and learn who we are, what we can do, don't you know that possibly, just possibly, 10 years from now, you can see black people running the coffee industry? Huh? And listen, when black, just like Black Wall Street, when they come to shut us down, we're warriors, that's what y'all there for. That's what y'all there for. And this time, we're not going to turn the other cheek. Okay? We're going to shoot them just like they shoot us. And if that's what has to happen, that's what has to happen. A nation can only is only as great as he can be if he can protect himself. If he can't protect himself, then what is he anyway? So he's got to be able to protect what his investment and what he has. So in this particular instance, y'all feel free to do whatever you need to do to protect your nation. Okay? We got to start thinking about that. We have to. Start with growing your own, starting with bartering, start with trading, child sitting, tutoring, educating. Ask your neighbor that, what can I do to help? Or you know what? Have a neighborhood picnic. Have a block party. Do something constructive on your block party instead of having everybody just shake their behind. You know, do something constructive that it lasts more than just that day. Piggyback off of the spirit of the block party and decide, I'm going to change my block. The only way it's going to get done. Mother Nature has a way of eradicating the weakest links. We don't have to worry about that. We just got to set up our code of conduct, enforce it, make it a reality. We have to start thinking about feeding each other. As no greater farmer, Booker T. Watts, there's no greater farmers on the planet. There's no greater agriculturist in the world than you, black man, black woman. We got to stop letting white folks make our clothes. We got to start going back to the things we made their clothes during slavery, and now they make it all for us. We have to get back to the stuff they beat us for doing, made us do for free. We have to get back to it so we can free ourselves. Very simple. Black man, black woman, we just got to be willing to do it. We really do. We just have to be willing to do it. You know, John Lennon said, you may say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will live in one. That was the most profound words, lyrics. One of the most profound songs from a person that was really in tune to what we really need to do. You know, collectively, we have to do that. We have to think that. Think about growing your own. Think about bartering, trading with your neighbor. How can I help? okay? Think about developing and strengthening your relationship with your ancestors, who can only guide us through the murk that we in, because they went through tougher times. They went through the physical aspect of it, and so we wouldn't have to. So now we got to overcome the mental madness that is permeating so many of our families and our homes, that is destroying us as a people. I know it's important. It's important for our survival. And I'm not the only one. I refuse to believe it. But mere belief accounts for nothing unless it's carried into practice. So unless we're going to practice these life-giving, nurturing skills and developing within ourselves, again, we're not going to make it, y'all. We're gonna extinct ourselves. And guess what? They got places, and they got enough space to bury us. There's some people sitting back right now. You can look at the political climate and see that they're thinking, oh, how much better the world would be without poor people, or specifically middle class. So we can just deal in rich and poor. You see it right before your eyes. You see it happening. And you feel powerless, some of us, to do anything. A lot of us have given up, again, on the political process. And I understand why. Because it's all a game. It's all a game. So you have no choice but to come out from Satan and develop what God has given you, the talent and the skill and the wherewithal and the ability to do. You'll never do it up under her rule. It'll never happen. We need to break camp and take our block. We need to begin to feed each other. Those of y'all who have bought into a half an acre empty lot on the side of your property, please don't just selfishly use it for your picnics, for when you and your family come over and the rest of the neighborhood is longing or wishing they had a setup like that. Don't continue with that mindset. Go back to your community mindset, your natural African root, which means I want for my brother what I want for myself. So if I got a half acre, I can afford to give a portion of that, no matter what it is, to start a garden. To start a garden to help feed my people, to help feed myself, to get to know my neighbor. Because the best way to anybody's heart is through their palate. Right? So we have to be serious about that, fam. I love y'all very much. And I love you as a sister, as a mother, as an auntie, and as a friend. And I want us to survive. I want us to survive. May God bless you and keep you until we meet again. In the meantime, y'all stay up. Talk to you later.
need to.